From business to the Bravo cable television channel, it's premiering a new reality TV show tonight, Being Bobby Brown. The former pop star is known more these days for unpredictable behavior and drug abuse problems. His wife is Whitney Houston. This is what he's famous for more than any musical merits at the moment. Some may feel that makes for good television. Our TV critic Andrew Wallenstein thinks not.
Damn you, Ozzy Osbourne. Ever since you hit it big several years ago with a reality show about your life, just about anyone who's ever had 15 minutes of fame is back to clock one more minute. Now it's time to add Bobby Brown to that list. Brown first gained notice in the 1980s as a member of the R&B group New Edition, then as a solo artist. But for the past decade, his life has been a train wreck in slow motion. Brown has endured multiple stints in jail for domestic abuse, drunk driving, failure to pay child support, and then there's his relationship with Houston and the drug use they've already admitted. Sounds real ripe for a comeback, right? Well, not quite. So many former celebrities have blindly followed in Ozzy's footsteps, seeking reputation rehabilitation. But it's a trap. Being Bobby Brown isn't so much about a comeback as it is the foolish desperation that is his attempt to come back. And that's what makes the show so painful to watch. He probably thinks he's being cute when he acts as eccentrically as Ozzy. Instead, he comes off creepy and kind of strange. Here's Brown seeking a hemorrhoid remedy for an unusual purpose.
You have Preparation H? I don't need it for my butt, though. No, I don't need it for my butt. They say Preparation H, if you put it under your eyes, it takes away the swelling.
After more than a few minutes of watching Brown's erratic behavior, you will wonder if the Preparation H has seeped into his brain. The sad truth is, the show isn't really about him. The camera always seems to be peeking over his shoulder at his more famous better half. Bravo is really just using Brown to get to Houston. And once they get there, you might feel more saddened than fascinated. Houston, in her prime, was this dazzling, phenomenally talented singer. But her life seems to have withered ever since she got together with Brown, and whether he's to blame or not, there's guilt by association. Perhaps what's most fascinating about being Bobby Brown isn't Bobby Brown or Whitney Houston or anyone in their extended family. It's the throngs of onlookers that seem to gather wherever they are.
Brown, come on, let's go.
To the airport, they was like, Whitney Houston and Puff Daddy. You are Puff Daddy. I'm not Puff Daddy. Yes, you are. You are Puff Daddy. I know you are Puff Daddy.
Whether on vacation or coming out of the courthouse, the series notes every step of the way all the rubbernecking. And it makes you wonder, all this attention for them? Neither Brown nor Houston have done anything of merit in at least a decade, and yet the attention paid them has only increased. Watch Being Bobby Brown for no reason other than to confront the absurdity of celebrity worship. Acting like a human time bomb only encourages people to wonder what makes you tick.
Andrew Wallenstein is an editor at The Hollywood Reporter and television critic for Day Today. The show Being Bobby Brown debuts tonight on the cable channel Bravo.
See, I'm crazy, I really don't care. That's my prerogative. They say I'm nasty, but I don't give a damn. Getting girls is how